What's today?
Please don't let today be Monday. Please don't let today be Monday.
I hate Mondays. Hate them. Therefore, I decree from this day forward, there will be no more Mondays.
What?
You're more likely to be dicing with danger on a Monday.
It's a funny, desperate cry for caffeine.
I'm fine!
Mondays can be brutal.
Totally fine!
I know this seems like the biggest disappointment of your life, but trust me, there are going to be so many more.
Wait!
Does anyone know someone who can help us?
Just watch me.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Monday Breakfast with Catherine Powell.
Just watch me.
It's showtime!
Well, a big good morning to you, Australia, on this July 31st for 2023. Catherine with you, broadcasting around the country and doing my absolute best to get you up and about for the week ahead. I know Mondays are tough, but between us from state to territory, we always get the job done. It's a team effort here at the Brekkie program, with today being no exception. On the program this morning, we in Victoria owe Lizzo a huge apology. I'll let you know why a little later. And it was a big night for Aussie TV last night, with the 63rd TV Week Logie Awards taking place. We'll be speaking with this year's Gold Logie Award winner after 8 o'clock, so don't panic, no spoilers just yet. A little bit later, yes, there will be. And of course, our Monday motivation policy, you know the drill. No matter where you are in the country this morning, if you have a song that will make your Monday a little easier, that you want me to give a spin, give me a call across the morning. 0404 000 736 is the magic number, and we'll be sure to make it happen, which is exactly what Jack has done bright and early. Good morning to you, Jack.
Morning, Catherine. How are you?
Very well. Now, I hear that you need a little motivation this morning. Is that correct?
I do. Don't we all?
What do we need to spin to get you up and about for your work week?
I think we need a new one by Dua Lipa, Dance the Night.
Your wish is my command. Coming up right now, Jack. I hope you have a fabulous week ahead.
Oh, thanks so much, Captain. You too.
Australia, this is your breakfast program. And earlier I told you that as a city, we owed Queen Lizzo an apology. And I tell you what, it may be a big one. I don't know how many of you caught her performance at Rod Laver Arena, but it would appear that right at the end, we always like to give them the Melbourne experience and, you know, finish a show with a bang. Unfortunately for Lizzo, it wasn't the pyrotechnic she was hoping for, but a total blackout on stage. Here's what she said just as she was about to get into her big track to end the night.
Can the lights come back on? What the f***? You pay the light bill, bitch.
Well, on behalf of Melbourne Town, Lizzo, I apologise sincerely. And I tell you what, I think from now on, all electricity bills will well and truly be paid for in advance for all concerts. And being the true queen that she is, she decided, because the lights went out mid-performance, that she wouldn't perform the song once but twice. We'd love to hear from you if you were there. 0404 000 736. This is Lizzo here on Monday Breakfast. It's Catherine here, having breakfast with you, Australia. And as we all sit around eating our cereal or our toast, thank you very much, it's time for us to get into today's breakfast banter topic. You know how it goes. I throw out a random question that's been circulating in my little mind, and you come up with some of the greatest responses ever. And I tell you what, no pressure, but there's a bit on the line today. The best answers go in the draw for a double pass to see Barbie the movie. It's fabulous. I saw it over the weekend. And I tell you what, today's topic, you're going to have to work for it. Now, I was talking to people in the office just before about the current battle between Melbourne and Sydney. Both are fighting to get the rights for ABBA Voyage. You know, the tour that is huge over in the UK at the moment, where people by the thousands are showing up to an arena, sitting down and watching a hologram of ABBA for about 2 hours. It's a concert where everyone's present but ABBA. It's pretty iconic, and it's making its way to Aussie shores soon. And it got us thinking about the weird shows that you would go and see. And one thing led to another. And we got talking about what would happen if you bought tickets for a band's concert. You showed up, and instead of the band being there, the literal adaptation of the band name was there instead. So, for example, if I was to buy tickets for the Beatles, instead of showing up and seeing, say, the likes of Paul McCartney, I would see this instead. Or the Rolling Stones. What about the Eagles? 0404 000 736. I want to hear your nominations. I tell you what, I don't even want to start thinking about what would happen if we saw the Beach Boys.
My eyes! My eyes!
Anyway, jump on the line now, and those Barbie tickets could be yours.